would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is mental health, and today's topic is coping with modern disorders, depression, ADHD, and PTSD. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, transchannel for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I would love to invite you to join me. I do a Facebook Live over on Om Times Magazine every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, where I talk about these beautiful messages from Metatron that we channel here on Angel Talk. And I also do a free psychic reading over there on our Facebook Live. So it's kind of fun. We have that audience to engage with. I love, love, love to see where everybody comes from all over the world. It's just so amazing. So that's tomorrow on Om Times Magazine. They host me over there at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time Wednesdays. And then I offer a weekly meditation class, 9 o'clock on Thursday mornings. And you can sign up for that on my website at juliegeigel.com. Just click on the events tab. And finally, so excited for May, because our exciting event with Susan Schuler is coming up May 11th, and that is a Thursday, I believe, and we will be hosting a psychic mediumship demonstration, psychic mediumship class, if you will. So you can ask questions, personal questions about your life, or if you'd like to communicate with a loved one who's passed, or we'll also be sharing some tips and some teachings on mediumship and psychic development. So this, if this goes well, this will be an ongoing class that Susan and I will be hosting. So I'm very excited for that. Again, you can sign up on my website. Just click on that events tab. And I'm sure Susan can share more about that too in her segment. All right, I think we're ready. Ready to do some channeling here. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to ring the tincture bells to kind of raise that vibrational frequency and prepare our sacred space for channeling today. And just take three deep breaths with me. Here we go. Welcome, I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted, as always, to join you here on this beautiful morning. Mental health is an important topic on your planet, as there are many that struggle with emotional issues. And so we would like to come today to assist you in expanding your truth, opening to all that you are, and increasing the flow of your spiritual health. So take a nice deep breath with us. Opening up to this beautiful vortex that is being created for you here this morning. allowing your energy to align with a higher frequency. For it is in this frequency that you gain clarity and strength of being. It is in this frequency that you gain understanding and peace. Oftentimes, the issues that you experience that you might label as depression or ADHD is simply a misalignment with your truth. Your physical being has come with a whole host and array of emotions. Part of your journey here in this earth plane is to unravel that. Oftentimes we see you grab for medication before you grab for meditation. Meditation offers you a holistic way in processing these human emotions. Medication covers up like a band-aid and does not get to the core issues of your distress. Now, we are not here to say that medication does not hold a purpose in a person's life, for it does. But we are here to say medication is temporary. Meditation is permanent. If you are seeking permanent results, we implore you to explore meditation as the number one way to unravel the emotions of being human. Some of you are in a lot of pain, and it is easier to medicate yourself instead of dealing with the pain that has arisen in this lifetime that you are experiencing. But understand that walking around in a zombie state does not further the evolution of your soul. It interrupts, pauses, if you will, the experiences that you came here to complete. We hold no judgment for you here. We only come with complete unconditional love and support here on this journey that you are undertaking. And in that support, we implore you to explore holistic means as you travel this journey of understanding your human emotions. Meditation allows you a deeper, stronger connection with your soul. It opens up the vortex of spiritual understanding and truth of your being. Allow yourself now to drift in this beautiful meditative state. Allow our words to wash over your spirit like a soothing balm that has come to heal that has come to calm, that has come to eradicate your negative thoughts, which are typically the root cause of any of your mental health suffering. As you embrace the spiritual being that you are, it will give you the spiritual fuel that your earth body needs to continue to move forward in light and love on this planet. Step out of being the zombie and into claiming your power, your light, your expansion. It is your right to be happy and filled with joy. We are here to help you complete this mission. You have not come in vain. You can move through this suffering and find peace again. You are never alone. We are always with you, breath by breath, moment by moment, guiding and guarding you with every step you take. Feel the joy that this brings, the beautiful connection deepening within your soul to all things spiritual. Imagine flinging your arms wide open to receive this goodness and grace that God offers you now from above. Feel the connection to the most supreme, highest being of all, God. And in this connection is your freedom, is your joy. In this connection, your suffering dissolves. Your peace and tranquility, your harmony rise. Imagine standing next to God in all of his glory and grace. Imagine the beautiful light expanding into your being, rising up and fulfilling your divine life purpose here on this planet, eradicating depression, dissolving any mental health disorders. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron. You can find me over at juliegeigel.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, coming up.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. It's wonderful to be back again, and I look forward to this morning's message as always. As a channeler, I work with Jacob, who is a master teacher from the Akashic Records. I'm a professional psychic medium. Although I live in the Los Angeles area, I do readings all over the world, in person, on the phone, and on Skype. I not only communicate with the spiritual realms, but can also form a soul-to-soul connection with those on Earth, which enables me to gain past, present, and future information about a person, including their past lives. Aside from one-on-one readings, I often do demonstrations in California and in New York State. I'll be back in Western New York from May 15th to the 29th, and will be holding a mediumship demonstration in Williamsville on May 16th. Julie and I, as she mentioned earlier, will also be holding an online mediumship demonstration on May 11th, and everyone is welcome. Just check out either of our websites for more information. I also do small group readings and private parties, as well as teach psychic development. I was a high school teacher for almost 25 years prior to being a full-time psychic medium. And more details may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. And don't forget, we are accepting calls, and the number for that is 202-570-7057. So let's switch gears and ask Jacob to come forward and see what he has to say to us today. Hello, brave ones, and welcome to a new day once again. For that is the beauty of morning, as each new day offers the hope of new possibilities. Some of you get so stuck in believing that things simply are that you forget about all the many possibilities that surround you each day, if you can but see them, for they are there. Your world is not for the faint of heart, and you knew coming into this dimension there would be special challenges that would surround you, especially during this time in which you reside. On Earth, many, many years ago, most humans had much simpler lives, for things moved slower than they do now. There was more concern surrounding basic needs like food and shelter. But for those of you with us today, these issues have indeed become far more complex and convoluted. Life is now far more than hunting, gathering food, and raising a family to help do these things. The human mind is created to problem solve. And when basic needs are met, it will find new problems to deal with. Add to this your ever-changing world of technology and what is considered progress, and your planet has created unsurmountable levels of new stress. Since your minds need to deal with these stresses, they bubble to the top in ways not previously recognized prior to this more modern era in which you now currently reside. So although the older ways could be and were hard, they did not offer the same level of mental stress that humans are now dealing with on much of your planet. Most of you strive to achieve a great deal in simply one of your average days. Even if you do not work outside the home and have a family, most of your family members go from one busy activity to another. Things have moved from slow moving to fast. You have busy lives, lives that often feel like they are running out of control, and the human mind is therefore been forced very often to go into overdrive. So it is only a matter of time before there begin to be glitches in your system. Then, with your progress, we see added to the problem of different chemicals and additives that are placed in your food products. Additives that are not meant to be ingested by your human bodies, yet they are. So with the combination of these situations and new forms of progress, the mind and body react in negative ways. And with these come situations like depression, ADD, and ADHD. As much as many of you feel you are multitaskers and speak proudly of your abilities, we tell you this isn't really the case. For when you do too much at once, you just lessen your ability to do them well, while adding immeasurable stresses into your mind as well as into your body. Your body should not be in a 24/7 mode of fight or flight overload in the way that we see so many of you doing. The human mind does have breaking points, and if you are not placing the proper nutrients into the body on top of all these stresses, there will be negative results. And these have been building quickly over the last 75 years on your planet. Yes, you have wonderful computers, phones, GPS, and all the other gadgets that supposedly make your life easier. But think of how much of the time your worlds have also come to a screeching stop and feel turned upside down when there are issues with these devices. Have you really progressed, or just added so much to your lives that your lives now run you rather than you running your lives? With all of these things taking place in your mind, the mind that for centuries used its analytical skills for hunting and gathering, you can understand why there may be new challenges being now presented. Add to this your modern media, where things most unrealistic are considered reality. Your fashion magazines that create people with computer-generated looks and then pass them off as real. And of course, the average person is going to look at their own life and wonder why their life isn't as glamorous, exciting, or interesting, or feel bad because they don't have the perfect mate or the gorgeous body. Your reality has lost its sense of being real, and this causes discontentment, stress, frustration, and anger. And the problem-solving human mind will do its best to find coping strategies to deal with these. Whether you may deal with these issues or have loved ones who do, you surely realize how truly real and traumatic they can be to cope with. We have watched as your medical industry attempts to place band-aids on these issues with medications. And although in some instances there is a need for this, in just as many more, there is not. For many, this band-aid approach only merely numbs the mind, therefore masking the problem at hand. So we say, why not address the stresses and eliminate certain outside forces that cause these issues, rather than attempt to keep the mind from working. Where attention deficit is concerned and hyperactivity, we tell you that there are many more sensitives on your planet than ever before, and these people are not only empaths, but also extremely sensitive to chemicals, food additives, and other outside forces. So be aware. What these people put in their bodies will dramatically affect their health as well as their behaviors. This has been widely disputed as a topic over the years, but between the increase in sensitives on your planet, as well as the non-food items and chemicals that have been added to your foods, as well as environmental additives, this is indeed the end result. We are most pleased that some people are learning how much can be controlled with the aid of breathing techniques and mild forms of meditation, and even see the use of this in many of your schools for young people. But we still see just as many of your young people currently being medicated in much more severe ways than may be necessary in many of these cases. Where depression is concerned, it deals with the illusion of reality versus the perceived reality. We know you live in the world, but as we have expressed before, there is little good that can stem from comparing yourself to the perceived life of others. We say perceived because most of the lives that you compare yourselves are not as glamorous or perfect as you would believe. Thank you. This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob, the master teacher from the Akashic Records. Up next is Lori Walker, who will be channeling Rialta. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. Thank you, Susan Schuler, for the wisdom that you brought us from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. My name's Lori Walker, and for the past 30 years, I've been a registered nurse, nurse practitioner, and a nurse midwife, delivering baby spirits to loving families. And being a spiritual medium and trans channel now for the last 10 years, I consider myself a midwife to spirit, bringing spirit to your family. Here on Angel Talk Tuesday, I'm blessed to channel Rialta, and she's from the angelic realm. Rialta represents a group of angels who initially identified themselves as We Are Many, so you'll hear her refer to them as We. Additionally, I offer private and group psychic and or mediumship readings. I'm a multidimensional healer. I do house clearings, relationship readings. I enjoy doing public demonstrations of mediumship, and I've been hosting spiritual development groups for many years, and I actually also mentor budding mediums and do private spiritual counseling sessions as well in my home in San Clemente, California, on Skype, Facebook, or on the phone. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Lori Walker Psychic Medium, where I post inspirational quotes and upcoming events. Also, check out my website for your free gift of two different meditations at loriwalker.com, and that's Lori, L-O-R-R-I, walker.com. And so if you just give me a moment to blend with Rialta. Greetings, dear ones. We come with gratitude for this opportunity to speak about a topic which brings awareness to many of you. This day, we understand that the question has to do with the experiences that you have regarding the emotional side, or what some would phrase as the dark side of your experience here in the physical. We see these opportunities of growth from a soul level. All of these experiences, which may be perceived as challenges, which you have chosen to step into. These are paths for learning, for this is your purpose at this time while in the physical. Each of you have come from Source wishing to have spiritual growth, to be faced with opportunities and challenges, as you would call them, to address them and be able to move through them to the next level of your experience, whether it be in the physical or spiritual dimension. Know that regardless of being in the physical or spiritual dimension, one never ceases to progress unless one has made that choice for themselves. There are times when spirit, whether incarnate or not, can feel imposed restriction of their progression. Know that this is self-imposed and not one of God's choosing or of the universe. We wish to discuss mental states which can be experienced as a much lower vibration than that of joy. We bring to mind that of mental depression. Other mental challenges, such as having post-traumatic stress disorder, for example, these phrases by which they are given denote a lower energy, do they not? disorder here, disorder there, as if the universe does not have order. Know that these challenges can be perceived by individuals as well as those close to them. Loved ones, teachers, friends, family can all be affected by this lower vibration. If one sees these opportunities as an opportunity to navigate or move through an opportunity for learning, there can be some ease. Know that each soul has come and made these choices and has done so willingly. It is their path, and only they are responsible for their own path. For if one does not ask for direction or assistance, then they will not progress. They cannot have, will not accept new skills or tools in developing a new way of thinking and experiencing the world in its physical form. Meaning, if one has depression, for example, but does not seek a different way of perceiving, thinking, and experiencing, and these tools are laid right before them, they will not pick up the new tool. They will continue to utilize the old tools. If they do not choose this new tool, their condition cannot improve, which is most saddening to those who are close to them and seeing their self-destruction. There is a saying amongst you, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make them drink. The same is for those who do not see that they have within their ability to have a different experience. They look outside themselves for blame or cause. Many of you have experienced various challenges in life and have you noticed that the experiences that more so than the experience itself, but it is the perception or the feeling about the experience which can elevate or lower your emotional state. For it's how you perceive or think about the experience which will produce the outcome. Many of you dwell on past experiences or on future possibilities. All of this creates disease in your life. We encourage you to give yourself more opportunities for peace, giving your mind more opportunities to seek out and experience peace. Accept moments to make peace in your mind and in your body. We have noticed that some of you seek out feelings of disharmony. For example, following the loss of someone you love, you seek to feel the longing or sadness for fear that that feeling you're producing, without that feeling, you are producing a disservice to someone you love. Perhaps without that feeling, you have forgotten about them or that you don't love them. So you seek the feeling of discomfort as evidence that you still feel them. But this is not necessary. Each of you have an opportunity to communicate with those who have passed and left their physical body. Some of you have had this experience and may question whether it's your imagination. Therefore, you seek out a spiritual medium to be consulted. Know that your loved ones do not wish you discomfort, but wish you joy and love. They would prefer that you experience love and joy in their remembrance. We bring this to your attention because there can be great sadness around the loss of loved ones, and we encourage you to feel the love of those who have passed. Seek out opportunities to feel joy and peace. This is possible in many ways: meditation, uplifting music, walks in nature, sitting and listening to nature, ocean, birds, wind. Consider giving yourself 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon, 5 minutes in the evening. Each of these opportunities for feeling love and joy will bring more peace to your life. We do not mean to imply that this must be done exclusively in a dark room, silence without any thought. Meditation can be moving, walking, yoga, biking, swimming. These can be opportunities to raise your vibration of being in the areas with an elevated vibration. Nature has healing vibration. Movement of your body can change your vibration, elevating your emotional vibration. Move from your stuck position, your depression, and make a change in your surroundings and in your emotional vibration. If you want a different outcome, then the action must be different. There must be a change in the frequency which surrounds you. Seek out opportunities where your vibration can be lifted. Consider starting your day with gratitude, uplifting music, a few moments in the sun. Take deep breaths. Begin to notice when your vibration is lowering and your feeling is down. Know that you have a choice to make a change. Take yourself out of the situation or location which you are in. Make a change. Change your surrounding energy. A conscious change. Go outside. Go for a walk. Bring up your vibration. Know that you can bring up your vibration. And with practice, you will get better and better at being able to create and hold the emotional state of peace and joy. You can come to learn that you are responsible for your own state of peace and joy. We offer this opportunity for learning to know that you are the creator of your experience. This is Lori Walker, and channeling Rialta of the Angelic Realm, and you can find me over at loriwalker.com. And stay tuned for our psychic discussion on today's channeling coming up in our next segment. Also, if you have any questions or comments about the messages or you're interested in a mini reading, please call in at 1-202-570-7057. And if you would like to have a private message from Rialta, you can schedule an opportunity to speak with an angel at loriwalker.com.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trans channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. And thank you, Lori, for that amazing message from Rialto. Wow, she was on fire this morning. Woohoo! All right, well, we have a caller. So excited. We have Bridget from California. Hey, Bridget.
Hi there.
Welcome to Angel Talk Tuesday. We're so excited you could join us here this morning.
Thank you. I'm anxious to hear what's going to go on.
Did you have a comment or question for us today?
No, I just want to know kind of what's going to go on in my life. I'm kind of like, I don't know. You never know. I guess all of us feel that way. Like, oh, what's our next step in life? What's going to happen to me? You know, things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I work with the angel cards, so I'm going to go ahead and pull a card. I work with 6 different decks if you'd like to choose. I've got the Life Purpose deck, the Archangel, Fairies, Healing, Romance, and just straight up messages.
What's the difference between fairies and messages?
A different energy.
Okay. Well, I love fairies, so we'll go with fairies.
That's the best way to do it. All right. Well, the card that comes for you today from the fairy deck is the travel card. It says an upcoming trip proves to be life-changing in positive ways. So what I'm seeing with this deck is that there will be an opportunity, if it hasn't presented itself yet, for this year, for you to have a travel experience. So don't say no. Don't let that mental mind talk you out of it. Don't worry about finances. This is something that's really, really imperative to the growth of your soul. So the angels are like up there cheering, and they're like bubbling up with joy and excitement, because this experience is just a game changer in your whole life. Does this make any sense to you right now?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does. Well,
yeah.
Don't say no, and that's all. I'm going to leave it at that. Susan and Lori, did you want to jump
Bridget,
in here?
Yeah, Bridget, this is Susan. Yes. How are you? It's so nice to speak with you.
I'm fine. How are you?
You know, I was about to ask you to be more specific with what you were asking, but as Julie was talking and she was drawing her fairy cards, which I just adore, I just get the impression with you, Bridget, there is like a severe need for you to shake it up. It's like, I just get the impression there's like there's just been a lot of routine, and it's like routines, it's not a good thing for you right now. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, and exactly. Yes. So it's like, and you can shake it up in really simple ways. It can be even like just driving to work in a different direction each day. But just really focus on doing little things each day that sort of make it feel like things are a little less humdrum. Because I get the impression once you start doing that, and the energies will start shifting for you, and then new opportunities are going to be coming forward you that are different, that do give you this new direction, that do kind of put a light underneath you, that sort of re-energize you. Because that's kind of what I'm feeling that you need, is this like re-energize. Do you understand what I'm saying here, Bridget?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like just those little simple things that you can do that we all have control of. They'll make a huge difference. So just focus on that.
All right, we're going to switch over to Lori quickly.
Okay, so Bridget, what I'm getting is I have a green color around you, but it feels diminished. And what I mean by that is I feel like there's some focus needed to be on your health, and almost like a, when Susan was talking about a shaking it up, I feel like it has to do with your something about what you're actually ingesting, which is what kind of what we were talking about today, or what Jacob spoke about, and to do with your health. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
feeling like something. You girls are right on today.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm feeling like there's something to do with your diet and whatever you've been putting in your body. There needs to be a almost like a cleanse. I almost want you to, if there's some way you could do a cleanse or detox or something like that, it just feels almost like spring cleaning for your body right now needs to happen. And then when that happens, I feel like it's on. Also, like a mental note, the shake-up or the cleanse mentally, like changing something up, either like a some form of possible, well, like Rialta was talking about, just take 5 minutes, 5 minutes in the morning and in the evening, in the afternoon, and go out and breathe and feel the sun on your face and just make a change. And a cleanse is really what I want to say.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You guys are just like hitting it like on the head.
Are you?
That's exciting.
Still there, Bridget?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Lori must be having some technical difficulties. I can hear you just fine,
okay.
Bridget.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning, Bridget. We hope some of those messages helped you to move forward here in your life today.
Well, thank you so much. All of you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye. Wow, that was exciting. We love to take callers, and we're going to be doing that in the fourth segment of every show. We're going to choose one caller every week that will get a special reading from all three of us, and wow, we can really go into depth when we have three different perspectives, three different psychic takes on your life. So very exciting that Bridget had that opportunity today. All right, well, we just have about 4 minutes here to talk about our channeling today. So what we're going to do is round robin as we always do, and we're just going to do a quick what was your best quote or best moment of that channeling clip. We're going to start with Susan and Metatron.
I just want to say what you, and I'm not even going to give the exact quote because I put it in the break room, but just where you were talking about meditation versus medication. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's just like when he said that, I was like, wow, that says it all.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that for me too. It was like, whoa. Lori?
I agree. Can you hear me, Julie?
I can.
Yes, I agree. That was my big neon sign as well. And it was, but also about Metatron said that meditation allows us a deeper connection with our soul, and that it opens a vortex of understanding and truth of our being, and that it's like a soothing salve. I thought that was beautiful.
Wow, that's good. Thank you, Lori. I totally didn't remember any of that. All right, let's shift over to Susan with Jacob. As always, Jacob is so beautiful. I just love that energy. Jacob talked about some of the additives in our food affecting our mental state. So I think that's really important to note. And I mean, I see so many people who are just not getting it. They don't feel well, or their mental state isn't, up to par, and they don't even look at what they're eating. It's like, people, wake up here. Right. Lori, did you have any comments on Jacob's channeling?
I also put something in the break room, but one of the things I thought was beautiful is it was really beautiful because it talked about in the past and the fight or flight response and how there's so many more sensitives on the planet at this time than ever before, and how we really need to be aware of that they are sensitive. So if we're giving them GMOs and we're giving them additives and all this fake food, false food, no wonder that we've got problems with mental disorders. It was just a wake-up call, I thought.
Yeah. That's a really great point. Susan, any thoughts on your channeling?
You know, it's interesting, too, because I even wonder if, like, things like dementia are caused by like lack of water. You know what I mean? It's just, to me, it's all goes back to what you put into your body. And I mean, as teachers, Julie, I'm sure you saw this too. The kids would come and eat in their Cheetos and then they couldn't pay attention. And you're like, hello?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That red dye. I know. And I just want to share quick to a study, Alzheimer's tea, 65% improvement by simply drinking tea. Crazy, crazy. But again, it's those diet changes. All right. And Lori, with Rialta, we don't have enough time to go into everything I want to mention. But one of the big things, she just had a really simple, very simple tip, which is definitely life changing. Spend 5 minutes purposely seeking love and joy. This is an opportunity to raise your vibration. Thoughts quickly, Susan?
You know, to me it was like, I never really considered like disorder being also the lower vibration, but to me that just really nailed it.
Absolutely. All right, everyone, have a great week. Hope to see you back here next week. This is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic team.